From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump reluctantly signed a $1.3 trillion spending bill on Friday.
As a matter of national security, I've signed this omnibus budget bill. There are a lot of things that I'm unhappy about in this bill. There are a lot of things that we shouldn't have had in this bill, but we were, in a sense, forced, if we want to build our military, we were forced to have. There are some things that we should have in the bill. But I say to Congress, I will never sign another bill like this again.
The bill funds the United States government through September 30th and avoids another government shutdown. French police have killed a gunman holed up in a supermarket after he took a number of people hostage, and at least two individuals have been killed. Lucy Fielder has more.
The gunman, named as Redouane Lakhdim, a French-Moroccan, reportedly screaming, "Allahu Akbar, I will kill you all." The 26-year-old was known to police for petty crimes, but they did not believe he had been radicalized. Reports suggest the hostages seized initially in the supermarket were freed after a senior law enforcement officer offered to take their place. French media said the suspect claimed allegiance to Islamic State and demanded the release of Salah Abdeslam, the surviving suspect in attacks in Paris that killed 130 people in 2015.
That was reporter Lucy Fielder. The World Trade Organization says it's making a detailed analysis of President Donald Trump's decision to impose tariffs on up to $60 billion worth of Chinese imports amid raising concerns of a trade war. The U.S. also imposed new tariffs of 25% on imported steel and 10% on aluminum. This is VOA News. The United States on Friday